Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The switch is on.
The switch is on.
To Star 94.1. The Jeff and Jen Show.
Had a little bit of an adventure on Thanksgiving Day.
I am so excited to hear this story.
Yeah.
You always have the most awkward stories.
So I went to New Mexico with my wife's family.
Your wife?
Yeah, her grandparents live out there, and cousins and aunts and uncles and everybody. And I'm not the best person on the planet with names.
Okay.
Okay? And I'm not super attentive either, really. Okay?
So you're in a place that you don't know.
Yeah, and I go and I have a big Thanksgiving meal, and I go out for a walk. I was, you know, walking, and had my phone with me, so I was like Facebooking or whatever, and took a bunch of pictures, sent some pictures to my parents because they got snow. They got a foot and a half of snow right before Thanksgiving, and I'm in New Mexico, and it was cold, but it was sunny, not a cloud in the sky, so it's really rubbing it in, sending them pictures. The battery dies on the phone. Percentage, you know, whatever. So I just keep, you know, I keep walking and whatever, and they turn around to go back, and if you're in this new place, everything looks the same.
Do they live in one of those neighborhoods with like Polly Pocket houses where all of them kind of look similar but they're a little different?
In my mind, because they're all like New Mexico houses, which are different than Atlanta houses, which are different than Syracuse houses, which, you know, it looked very similar. Everything looked so similar. So similar. So now I have no phone, no idea where I am, no idea what street to even look for. And I'm in this never-ending land of cul-de-sacs and strangeness.
All the neighbors are looking out the window like, whose creepy cousin is just walking around? Just
wandering around.
Guys, passed by here four times.
So I just...
Jeff, were you talking to yourself while you were...
No, I wanted people to be nice to me. Like, and then part of me... Remember we talked about this with people, with guys at bars? When they want to talk to girls, they're like, well, maybe if I just like linger long enough, somebody will talk to me. So I did that at one point. There was one street that was busier than the other. I'm like, well, I'll just wander here for a minute and maybe somebody will pull over and see if I need help. Finally, I get to I wander and I just don't know. So there's people who arrived. They were arriving at their house and they had just pulled up and like the family got out. And I said, hey, I'm sorry. I'm not from here and I'm out for a walk. And I don't know why I lied, but I didn't say Atlanta. I said I was from Wyoming and I have no idea why.
Why Wyoming?
I don't know.
Have you ever been to Wyoming?
No. I couldn't even really find it on a map. I mean, I could get the vicinity, but I don't know. Okay, so I go, I'm not from here. I'm here from Wyoming with my family. And I said, it's the first time I'm meeting them. Lie number two. Dang. I don't know why I said that either.
Word vomit.
I also didn't say wife. I said girlfriend. Lie number three. Dang. I don't know why. But I asked to borrow their phone, right? And their self, because I know Callie's number by heart. So I say, hey, can I use your phone and call her? And so I call, and of course she doesn't answer because
it's a random number.
Well, and her phone's sitting down somewhere. And then I started to get paranoid because I've told them that I'm from Wyoming, but it's in a 404 area code. Callie's number's 404. So then I start for no reason explaining that she's from Atlanta and we met at school.
I wonder if they thought you were in the witness protection program.
I don't know why I made all these stories up. So anyways, I said, may I text from this number and then ask her to call back? And then do you have a charger? So they say yes. So they invite me in their house.
Oh my God, you're the neediest stranger and they're so trustworthy of you.
They're kind and whatever. So I go in the house, right? And then I plug in my phone and I'm waiting for, and it only takes, all I need is 5%, right? And then I text her from that, you know, her, their phone, and I'm just waiting for something to happen. And then somebody comes around and says, this is Jeff, because I told him my real name, and he's from Wyoming. Aren't you from Wyoming? And now I'm like,
oh no. And now you got to wait for your phone to charge. So yes, you got time to talk about Wyoming.
Right. And I don't know why I start to confuse Wyoming with Wisconsin, and I make like cheese jokes.
No, Jeff.
And they're looking at me like, what? And then in my head, I'm like, who's from Wyoming? And it's 4,000 degrees. And then there's like these two 15-year-old boys running around. This is not a lie. Farting into their own hands and then shoving their hands up on people's faces. And they're screaming something while they're doing it. And they're just doing it to random people in the house. And now I start to think, what if they do it to me? Like, what's the proper reaction as a house guest? Do you just go, well, that was nice.
That smells terrible.
Or do I, or am I allowed to like shove them away and scream the way everybody else is?
Ew. So what'd you do? Did they ever do that to you?
I bailed with 6% charge left on my phone, which is a risky move. I bailed when I got out, and then like 10 minutes later, and I put it on low battery, which if you put your phone on low battery, when you get down to 1%, it seems to last you an eternity.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, and eventually I had to call, or Callie called, and she pinged her aunt's house on the map, so I was able to walk to it. Literally, the house where the fart attacking kids were and the Wyoming guy, back to back, their yards touched each other.
No,
they probably know each other.
So let me ask you this: how, when you left the house, mm-hmm. what was that goodbye like? Did you tell them your real name was Jeff? Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so was
I
it
said,
just
"Oh,
like,
I got a charge. I'm gonna get out. I'm gonna go. Thank you."
Did you like hug all the family members awkwardly goodbye?
Took a drumstick.
Yeah. Did you make a plate while you were there?
I just said thank you.
You just sat there and just charging your phone.
Sat there charging my phone.
Dodging farts.
Talking to somebody about Wyoming, acting like it's Wisconsin. It's all W states.
Oh God.
I love Wyoming. It's our nation's capital and home of the first Starbucks.
Oh my God, now her family's going to have some story about like the creepy stranger who they don't actually think was from Wyoming, but told everybody he was from Wyoming.
I've already played that out. Yeah. I played that on the plane flight home.
I like, knew you would.
Where they're going, yeah, he's from Wyoming. And then you know, Callie's cousin was an answer. We go, he's not, he's from Atlanta. Oh, no. His girlfriend's from Atlanta. No.
No.
What? He doesn't have a girlfriend. He's married to our niece. No, he's single. He's from Wyoming.
We talked to him for 30 minutes.
Yeah. he lives on a goat cheese farm.
Oh God.
So anyways, that was my Thanksgiving.
That is great. That is too funny.
Coming up next with Jeff and Jen.
It was awful.
Awesomely awkward, Jeff.
All right, if this woman's story is accurate, she may have had a worse Thanksgiving than I did. Because she may be banned from her boyfriend's parents' house because of what happened.
Oh, no.
She had an incident. She will explain that incident. We can determine together whether or not it's ban-worthy.
I'm ready for this.
Next on the Jeff and Jen Show.
In case you haven't heard it today, you look nice. And no one can notice the coffee spill on your pants. We'll cover you. The Jeff and Jen Show.
On Star 94.1.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.